At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
We wanna holler, go away. I need more peace and hope and love. Where do I find it in this crazy old world?
I need strategies, strategies for every radio. Your dose of radio rehab. Strategies for every radio. Every time I listen, Lauren and David share strategies for living, and it makes me aware. Strategies, I got strategies for living. Strategies for living radio. Your dose of radio rehab. Strategies for living radio.
You know, we need strategies. Yes, we do. If we're living, we need strategies.
Don't we? Yeah. I could use a few.
Hey, folks, welcome. Welcome into 1017 FM, 710 Keel. Welcome into another edition, a very special edition of Strategies for Living. I'm Dr. David McMillan. She is PLPC, Lauren Leon McMillan, and he is the... I don't know what to call him. The
you could the call astounding, the wonderful,
astounding, the wonderful, the
come on now,
inevitable,
indubitable,
indubitable, Jay Merle,
the late Jay Merle,
No.
Okay, we won't go there.
We won't go there. No, okay. And folks, I hope you've already voted. Today being Election Day, but if you haven't,
you got an hour.
Yeah. And we're going to celebrate. You know, we don't do politics here.
It's Guy Fawkes Day.
But we celebrate America. And Election Day is something special.
Oh, there's something going on today?
Yeah, something going on today. Yeah, did you vote early or did you, or, you know, you
I voted.
Voted today?
Okay. I voted today.
Okay, well, there you go. You know, we're going to have a little fun. No matter what the outcome.
We gotta add some kind of positivity to today, right?
Hey, yeah, well, I think, you know, there's a lot to be positive about, in spite of what the pundits all say. Mm-hmm. There's a lot to celebrate today.
I agree.
In going to the polls.
Including
and exercising
our
right.
Yeah.
And our ability. Yeah, yeah. Our ability to go to the polls. So there you go. So we've got a lot to celebrate in America today. And you plan on being up late this evening, Jay?
There's a decent... I hope I get to go to bed, you know, around 10 o'clock.
Yeah, that's not going to happen if
you
you're waiting.
I don't know that it will. I don't know that
we'll
be there
but,
by then.
You know, that's okay. You know.
There's a possibility.
There is a possibility.
Yeah, sure.
Absolutely. We'll see what happens. Hey, folks, thank you for tuning in to Strategies for Living. We appreciate you being here with us. And we certainly appreciate our sponsors making it all possible. The Robinson Film Center and Azalea Cleaners and Pintail Roofing.
Roof.
And Learning RX, the Balanced Life Wellness Center. And we got a brand new sponsor, Fertitta's Delicatessen, home of the Godfather, Alligator Italian Sausage. We're going to talk about that today here on Strategies, along with things presidential. Stay right where you are. We'll be right back for more Strategies for Living. Just a moment. You're going to see the difference when you go to Azalea Cleaners. You'll hear about it, too. Azalea Cleaners has been fine dry cleaning since 1958, plus laundry, alterations and repairs, comforters, wedding gown cleaning and restoration. You'll hear about it from your friends because they'll see it, too. They'll notice the Azalea difference. Azalea is convenient. 732 Azalea Drive, 9220 Ellerby Road, and 9227 Mansfield Road. Plus, the front door of your home or business with Azalea's delivery on demand. Just text SETUP to 249-8283 and Azalea will pick up your clothes and deliver them back clean and fresh to you. You can't get closer than that. That's the Azalea difference. You'll notice it right away. Others will too. The Azalea difference. Fine dry cleaning since 1958. Text SETUP to 249-8283 and get the Azalea difference. AzaleaCleaners.com.
Is Jay Merle walking?
You didn't have to do that just for me.
Yeah. Right. Welcome, folks. Welcome into 101.7 FM.
I feel so special.
So you should. 710 Keel. And strategies for a living on this Election Day 2024. Big day for all of us here in America. And thank you for being with us, Jay Merle and Lauren Leon McMillan. David McMillan, I hope you guys are ready for a little spirited competition.
Mm. Yeah, I think I'm looking forward to it. I'm not sure.
Yeah?
Yeah, well, you said something about trivia?
Yeah, we're going to do some intriguing trivial facts about our United States presidents.
Okay.
Okay?
All right.
Okay.
Before we do that, though, I want to welcome officially Fertitta's Delicatessen. Now, I was in visiting with Agatha and Patrick just a few days ago, and when I mentioned Jay Merle, and you know Fertitta's is at 1124 Fairfield Avenue, and your name came up, Jay. And when your name came up, Agatha, put both of her hands on her hips. And she said, "Where is he?"
Never a good sign. Sicilian women, when they put their hands on their hips.
Let me give you a hint here, Jay. They're open Monday through Friday between 10:30 and 1:45. I would go get a muffy if I were you.
I drove by there today on my way downtown. They were around the lunch hour. They were packed.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, there's a lot going on. Of course, the muffy. How long has it been since you've had a muffy? It's time.
Yeah.
It's time. But, you know, you can also get the gladiator. That's the turkey sandwich. The centurion is the roast beef and horseradish. The Sicilian, if you're a vegetarian, you know, that's their vegetarian offering. But, you know, there's something big to talk about nowadays, and that's the Godfather.
Oh, yeah? What is
that? Yeah, well, that's alligator Italian sausage.
Really?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Patrick. You know, Patrick has a whole line. The Reverend Patrick has a whole line
Patrick
of products.
Is a creative lad.
He really is. And I tell you, people ask, you know, what does alligator really taste like?
Chicken.
It tastes like Italian sausage.
Okay. Sorry.
So go get you some, because the Godfather is the boss of the bayou, and you can only get it at Fertitta's. And so go by 1124 Fairfield Avenue, pick you up a muffy, and pick you up some of that wonderful alligator Italian sausage.
Yum.
And tell them Jay Merle sent you. That'll get you out of trouble.
Get me out of Agus's bad list.
That'll get you out of the dog. Okay, so Election Day, we got to do a little presidential trivia. We're going to see how you guys are doing. I'm going to give you an easy one to begin with.
Okay.
Okay, a couple of easy ones. Only president unanimously elected by the Electoral College. Only president.
George?
Yes, George Washington. The only president unanimously elected by the Electoral College. George Washington.
Okay.
All right.
Of course, he did run unopposed, didn't he?
I'd have to look up my history facts for that.
I don't know.
He's throwing some trivia back at you.
Yeah,
Stuart.
He is.
up your game, buddy.
Shortest president. Mm. Shortest president. He came in at 5'4" tall. And Jay's wheels are turning here. 5'4" tall.
I have no idea.
James Madison. James Madison was the shortest president at 5'4" tall. Two of our presidents, who were also founding fathers, died on the same day.
Yes.
You know who, and this is so weird when you think about it.
I know. I know this one. Hamilton and Jefferson.
No.
Adams and Jefferson.
The first Adams.
Yeah.
John Adams.
I think it was July the 4th.
Yeah. Yes. July the 4th, 1826. Right. They died on the same day. Actually, John Adams' last words were "Jefferson lives." Mm-hmm. It was not correct.
They weren't friends.
Well, they weren't
until
friends
later.
Until later, and they were very, very good friends after both of them served, mm-hmm. and both of them died July 4th, 1826. Let's see. Another fairly easy one. Who was the last president who was a founding father? And he also, and this is weird, he also died on July 4th. And so, you know, we three of the presidents who were also founding fathers passed away on July 4th.
I'd go with Jefferson because it probably isn't, though.
No, it's Monroe, James Monroe.
Oh.
Yeah. So, you know, when you start and you look at, and Lauren, you were, you got a couple of old guys here, and you and
We've
I were talking.
A few more presidents than I have.
Well, you were talking about, and this is interesting because, you know, I didn't realize this. Mm-hmm. We were talking earlier today, and we've been, you know, conversating about the election, you know, on and off. And you said, do you realize that in your voting lifetime, mm-hmm. every election mm-hmm. that you voted,
yep.
Donald Trump's been on the ballot?
Right.
That's wild to
God,
me.
God, I'm old.
Yeah, me too. Me too. The first election that I voted in, I was born in 1956, so the first election that I voted in was the 1976 election.
1968
For you, 68. I cast my ballot for Gerald Ford as president of the United States. Mm-hmm. I will be very honest, even though I think Jimmy Carter, you know, God bless him, is a good man, is a decent man, probably one of the most decent men that was ever elected president.
I'll go with that.
I was not happy. I even though, you know, Saturday Night Live had come out by then, and they had, you know, they had made Gerald Ford bungling a big deal. I just really thought that he was the guy. But I got really excited a few years later when my friend Billy Wilson, one day we were...
Billy Wilson School of Broadcasting.
The Billy Wilson School of Broadcasting,
the one
that
only.
One. He comes into my office and he says, come on, we're going down to the riverfront. And I said, why? He said, we're going to go listen to Ronald Reagan.
Yeah.
And I can tell you that I was not an enthusiastic Reagan supporter until I heard the man speak that day, mm-hmm. and
was that the 80? Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, it was yeah. coming.
He also spoke at the Gold Dome.
This would have been 1979.
Right.
It was the run up to the 1980 election.
Right.
But hearing that gentleman speak, wow, is all I can say.
Yeah, he also spoke at the Gold Dome at Centenary, and I was there.
Wow.
And he was very impressive.
Talk about a great communicator.
Mm-hmm.
Who was the shortest? What president of all the presidents served the shortest term? I'll give you a hint.
He got a cold.
31. Yeah, you got him. You got him. He served 31 days after his inauguration.
He didn't wear a hat.
William Henry Harrison.
Yeah.
And then who was the president? And so I've just given you a big hint. You know. Tippecanoe
and Tyler too.
And so, who of all the presidents had the most children? you just almost said Tyler too, and you would have been right. Tyler,
okay.
John Tyler had 15 children.
He was busy.
He was very busy. He was the most of any president.
These are good, David.
Yeah,
I've never delved this deeply into.
I had to dig.
I thought I knew something, but I don't.
I had to dig deep to find these. You know, let's talk a little bit. But since this is Election Day, let's talk a little bit. About our responsibility. And again, If you have not been to the polls yet,
you have an hour.
There's still time.
Right.
Polls close in Louisiana at 8 o'clock. So, what is the average voter turnout in U.S. presidential elections?
I'm going to go with 60%.
Yeah,
that's where I would.
Yeah, it ranges between 50% and 65% of the voting age population. It of course depends on the election year. Now in recent years the turnout has varied significantly. In 2016. 60.1% of eligible voters participated. In 2020, the turnout reached 66.8%. That was one of the highest in recent history, probably due to expanded mail-in voting options during the pandemic. And of course, we know there's been a big controversy.
There
about
has
that.
Been,
and that continues. But historically, voter turnout in the United States fluctuates based on, you know, political climate and voter engagement efforts and the competitiveness of the election. The last few election cycles have been beyond competitive, don't you think?
Mm. Yeah, and I think that has to do with the various mediums or media of communication. Yeah. You know, the internet has totally revolutionized how people communicate. You know, and just briefly, the thing that I think is the most significant, I think we've seen the end of presidential debates being
significant.
Because podcasts, for one thing.
Oh yeah,
they're huge.
Oh, they're massive,
and they reach so many, especially of the younger cohorts. Mm-hmm.
And yet, you know, both with President Trump in his first term and President Biden in this recent term. I mean, we're talking recent. It's really the historians have not weighed in fully.
Still kind of fuzzy.
Yeah, exactly.
I think the outcome of this race is going to, it's just my opinion, that they're going to throw the rule books out on a lot of things like polling. The accuracy of polling.
Yeah.
Taken a beating in the last couple of years since 2016.
It has.
Yeah. It'll be interesting to see, the fella, I'm blanking on his name now, but has correctly predicted every president since
Lichten,
Professor Lichten. And it'll be interesting to see, you know, how he's got these 16 keys to the White House that he says is about, you know, governing as opposed to about running for re-election. So we'll see if his win streak continues.
Right.
What did he predict?
He predicted Kamala Harris.
Did he?
Yeah, he did. Folks, if you have not had an opportunity to vote, you still have time. And Lauren encourages you. Jay encourages you.
Go vote!
I encourage you. You still got time. Head to the polls. Go cast your vote. We're talking the election today right here on Strategies for Living. And we'll be right back. Dealing with stress, pain, feel like you're running out of options? When your life is balanced, wellness is a given. True wellness is holistic. It's about the mind, the body, and the spirit, all in balance. Now, there's a place right here in Shreveport that's all about helping us achieve peak mental, emotional, and physical health. The Balanced Life, 117 Kings Highway, right next door to Strong's. Come see and feel the difference getting your life in balance can be. Many of your friends and neighbors have already learned the difference less stress and pain mean in their lives. You can book a discovery session right now online, thebalancedlife.us. All you've got to lose is stress, pain, or maybe both. Come see and feel for yourself the real difference balanced wellness makes. The Balanced Life Wellness Center, 117 Kings Highway in Shreveport, next door to Strong's. TheBalancedLife.us.
day. They help us think healthy. They make us smile too. They bring out the strategies just for you. Strategies for Living Radio. Strategies for Living Radio.
Here's a strategy for you. If you have not voted on this election day, 2024, go. You've got until 8 o'clock this evening to cast your ballot, and I hope you will. Jay Merle and Lauren Leon McMillan, David McMillan. And we are doing a little presidential fun trivia, putting Lauren and Jay to the test.
And the grand prize is a muffaletta.
Yeah, there you go. You've got another.
I got a story.
You got a Muffy story?
I do.
Yeah.
So Lisa and I lived in New Orleans for 3 years, from 85 to 88.
Yeah.
And we lived in the Quarter, which, by the way, is a pretty safe neighborhood down there. The lower quarter.
That's
anyway.
Pretty neat. It was fun.
It was where our daughter was born, so it worked out.
Yeah.
So I think it's a Saturday, and we're walking around down, you know, toward the river, and we go into the Central Grocery.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
I think it's on Decatur Street.
Yeah.
And go to the counter to order, and I don't remember what Lisa ordered. No, I ordered a Muffy.
Yeah.
And so the guy says, okay. He says, by the way, when are you going back to Shreveport?
Right.
He knew.
Yeah.
He knew.
It didn't hit me at the time, but, you know, Muffy is a registered trademark of Fertitta's Delicatessen.
In Shreveport.
Shreveport.
Muffaletta is actually the bread, see?
Right. Okay.
Yeah. And so,
And Mr. Sam... trademark.
He was a beautiful guy.
He
was one of a kind.
I love the reason it's called the Muffy.
Because
they couldn't afford the neon sign. No, they couldn't afford the neon to spell out muffaletta. So
that's great.
It became the Muffy, and the rest is history.
Yes, it is.
You know, there it is. Okay, so little presidential trivia. Let's start with. I mean, the season's just around the corner, right? So, which United States president made Christmas a national holiday?
Oh wow!
Ooh.
Yeah.
I have no idea.
Ulysses S. Grant made Christmas.
Well, it would have been around Charles Dickens, I would suppose. It would have been around that time, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Which of our presidents was a classically trained pianist?
David, where are you getting this stuff?
Wait. Yeah. Was it Coolidge?
No.
Okay.
No, much, you know, it was Richard Nixon.
Really?
Richard Nixon may not have been a crook, but he was a classically trained pianist.
I'm not a crook.
I'm not a crook. First president to live in the White House.
Was it Jefferson?
Yeah. Actually, it was John Adams. The White House was not finished. Had a lot of work to do, but he moved in. And which of our presidents actually turned down offers to play professional football?
Ford?
Yes, Gerald Ford.
Okay.
Gerald Ford. I think he
that was
played
a swag.
Yeah, I think he played collegiately at University
Michigan.
Of Michigan, right?
Yeah.
And which of our presidents added a bowling alley to the White House?
Was it Nixon?
No, Nixon. But Nixon used it.
Yeah.
Nixon loved the bowling alley, but he didn't add it.
So maybe
wasn't
Franklin because he couldn't bowl.
No.
I mean, Roosevelt.
Yeah, wasn't FDR.
Hoover?
But you're warm. You're very warm. It's Harry Truman. Harry S. Truman added a bowling alley to the White House. Who was the first president to travel abroad while he was in office?
Was it Franklin Roosevelt?
It was Teddy. It was Teddy. Yeah, okay. It was Teddy Roosevelt.
An adventuresome fellow.
Yeah. And who was the first president to have a telephone in the White House?
Wilson?
No. A little before. Rutherford B. Hayes was the first.
Dang.
Yeah, yeah.
What years, do you know what years he served? That was in like the 19th century, wasn't it?
It was, I don't have the years in front of me, but I bet Lauren will.
I bet she can find it.
Look it up.
Consult Mr. Google.
Right. Yeah.
Let's see. League of Nations.
Who, which
Woodrow Wilson.
Woodrow
really
Wilson.
Wanted it. And we didn't join it. The Congress wouldn't
Isn't that
ratify.
Wild? Isn't that wild?
He was a big mover for that.
And that so disappointed him.
It did.
Some people even have gone as far as to say, you know, poor President Wilson had a stroke.
Yes,
in office
he did.
And debilitated him. The first lady helped to.
Gee, what president in recent history could that be applied? Oh, well. We're not going to be too partisan.
No, we're not going to be too hard.
Garbage.
When we get down into the into more of the weeds type stuff, one of the things that has really kind of been in the news have been the executive orders, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. Which president do you think signed the most executive orders? Either one of you guys have any?
Could you give me like?
I'm gonna go with the guy who was there the longest.
FDR. The only thing that you have to fear is fear itself. Guy, is that
FDR?
Yeah, and you would be correct.
There you go. You would high five, Lauren.
Thank you.
He
Lauren for the win.
Yeah, definitely. So Franklin D. Roosevelt issued 3,721.
But he was also there the longest, right?
He was there the longest.
Served.
But now listen to the next, you know. So again, another wartime president, Harry Truman, issued 907.
Ooh.
But so Franklin, FDR, and Truman together, right around 4,628, if my math is correct. And then the next highest, believe it or not, is Dwight Eisenhower. He issued 484. And so to put that into perspective, I mean, as much as we've talked about it, Donald Trump issued 220 executive orders while he was in office. Joe Biden has issued 143.
Does that include the number that he rescinded?
Yeah. No, I don't have that number in front of me.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Okay.
You're saying FDR, Truman, and Eisenhower all issued the highest number?
The highest number were Franklin D. Roosevelt and Harry Truman.
What you got, Lauren? Yeah. Lauren's scoping something here.
Well, I just think it's interesting because that's a back-to-back.
Yeah, they were.
Within
But remember, let's put this into the perspective of
World War II. Yeah, yeah.
I mean, the presidents that, you know, served us during World War I, President Wilson,
mm-hmm.
and then the presidents that served us in World War II, FDR, and Harry S. Truman. Right.
Truman during Korea, the early part of Korea.
And early Korea, yeah. So, I mean, you know, again, there may be some correlation.
Sure.
Yeah, because what's the number one job of the president?
Right.
Really, it's commander-in-chief.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Head of the military.
Absolutely,
right.
Yeah. So, since we're talking about Roosevelt, obviously, Franklin Roosevelt holds the record for the longest time in office.
Mm-hmm.
He served over 12 years. He was elected for four terms beginning in 1933, led the nation through not only World War II, but also Great Depression.
Mm-hmm.
He died very early in his fourth term, April the 12th, 1945, so Harry S. Truman became president, and his unprecedented time in office led to the passage of the 22nd Amendment, and that was in 1951, and that limits presidents
mm-hmm. two terms.
Two terms. So here's an interesting question. So what's the longest time a president since the 22nd Amendment can serve?
8 years.
No.
I know.
Because
you asked me this the other day.
Yeah, because we were talking the other day, with our student. And it's actually a maximum
8, 9, 10, 11?
Yeah, it limits it to two terms. The 22nd Amendment limits the president's to two terms.
Elected.
Are a maximum of 10 years.
Yeah.
If so they if assume the presidency through succession midterm.
Exactly.
So, for instance, if Lyndon Johnson back in 1968.
He could have run again if he'd chosen to, but he didn't.
But right.
He would have served, 10 years?
He would have been one of our longest, besides FDR, could have been one of our longest term presidents if he had chosen to run.
And then the Vietnam War got
him. And then the Vietnam War showed up. So, you know.
Here's how old I am.
Yeah.
I was at my friend Tommy's house in 1967 or 8.
Now, you said 68 was the first election you voted in?
Yep.
Okay.
And so, anyways, it was probably 67 when Johnson announced that he wouldn't run for another term.
Right, mm-hmm. Right.
And I watched it live on TV. That was pretty cool.
Yeah, it was history. And it was a gotcha because really nobody expected it.
No, they didn't.
He had already entered some of the primaries.
Yeah.
Of course, he had challenges from Eugene McCarthy, who was he was anti-Vietnam, and then Bobby Kennedy, Robert F. Kennedy, threw his hat into the ring. And after that,
and he was assassinated.
He had actually all but locked up the night he was assassinated.
Yeah,
he had won the Los Angeles primary. He had pretty much locked up the Democratic nomination for 1968.
I dispute that slightly. Hubert Humphrey was, obviously ended up being the nominee.
Right. The happy warrior.
But Kennedy had. I guess that, he won the California.
Well, back in that day, if you'll remember, Jay, back in that day, it wasn't like it is today. The bosses decided that primaries were important, but they weren't like they were today, decisive. So most people think Kennedy would have garnered the nomination.
You know, David, you're entitled to your opinion.
Wrong as I may be, right?
I didn't say that. I said you're entitled. What was it what was the radio guy used to say? Everybody's entitled to their own opinion, their own stupid opinion. I'm not calling you out on that.
Okay.
All right.
We'll be back with more strategies on this Election Day edition of Strategies for Living. Back in a moment. Hey, let's talk about the Robinson Film Center. You know, I say it a lot. There's no place like the Robinson.
Absolutely, there is not.
617 Texas Street, downtown Shreveport. You've got so much. You've got the movies. You got Abby Singer's Bistro on the second floor of RFC, open for lunch and dinner Tuesday through Saturday.
Newly remodeled.
Absolutely. Great menu. RobinsonFilmCenter.org is the way you check it all out. You can go to RobinsonFilmCenter.org at any time and find out what movies are showing. Here's the deal. You want to join the crowd, join the fun, become a member. When you become a member, you become a star. You get discounts on movies, you get concession upgrades, you get bistro deals. RFC, 617 Texas Street in downtown Shreveport. I'll say it again. There's no place like the Robinson.
There is not, and I'm glad we have one right here.
Absolutely. The Robinson Film Center. .org.
Reading begins not in the classroom, but in your child's brain. I'm Donisa Walker with LearningRx Shreveport. If your child struggles to read, maybe he or she has trouble focusing or comprehending, LearningRx Shreveport offers a science solution to reading problems. Working one-on-one with your child, targeting his or her reading skills. Today, call LearningRx Shreveport. Make an appointment to have your child assessed. I know you want to help your child. So does LearningRx Shreveport.
Life gets hard along the way. Gotta get through it day by day. We get strategies right here. Strategies for living radio. Our dose of radio rehab. Strategies for Living Radio.
And welcome back in to Strategies for Living with Jay Merle. calling me out.
Come on. It's all in good fun.
Well, it's Election Day. We're supposed to do that.
We're being really nice.
We are being nice, Lauren. Well, but Lauren's making sure that you and I are being nice.
I know.
That's why I'm right here between the two of you.
We're good. It's all good.
Well, you know, one of the things that I hope comes out of the last few election cycles that we have, I hope, and of course, it's I don't know that it is ever gotten as bad as it's gotten this time.
I don't remember it ever being this way.
You know, if we go back to the Civil War, maybe it was, but, you know,
it's been bad. There's been a lot of hate thrown around, and that goes back to the beginning. I think it's so amplified by the expansion of media that we have, social media.
No doubt.
And it's just...
No doubt.
And that was kind of the point, one of the points I was... you know, trying to pull across that in every election that I've been able to vote in, Trump's been a part of.
Yeah.
And so that's really changes that. That's my perspective.
Well, he changed the rules.
Yeah.
He didn't come up as a politician. Mm-hmm. He's just a Queens, New York
real estate guy.
Yeah. And it's rough and tough, and he completely changed the way it works. He completely changed the Republican Party.
We are in, and that's the thing. You know, again, no matter, we don't know what's happening, what's going to happen, what the results are going to be this evening, because nothing begins to get, you know.
Nothing's official.
Nothing's official, and they don't even make predictions until the polls close.
Right,
so
right.
If you, you know, we, Lauren and I'll drive home from here and tune in, and she'll go to bed, I'll be up for a while.
That is so healthy.
Yeah.
Good
that's
for you.
Silly. Yeah. No, I mean, what will be, and that's it.
Yeah.
And acceptance is the answer to all my difficulties.
I have done everything I can do.
So in 2016, I made a point, and you're going to find this hard to believe, but it was just so crazy, and I made the resolve not to even turn the TV on until 9 o'clock at night.
Really?
I did.
That's good.
Was that hard?
So I'm the kind of person that hates it when my football team's losing. You know, when LSU's playing and they're doing what they do, and they look like dog you know what?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I just go in the other room. Lisa goes, you know, why don't you stay for the end of the game? I said, no, can't watch it. So I didn't start watching until 9, and I turned it on. I went, dang.
Yeah. Surprised a lot of people.
It
2016.
It was a total, you know. Mm-hmm.
Speaking of that, of course, what could happen tonight, we don't know. But who is the only president that has so far, this could change.
Grover Cleveland.
Mm-hmm. The only president to serve two non-consecutive terms. And you know, Donald Trump could be, we don't know yet, obviously, but that could happen again.
It could. Yeah. And like I said, it's only been once, and so it's very rare.
Yeah. First American president to win a Nobel Peace Prize.
Barack Obama.
No. As a matter of fact, no.
He got one.
He got one, but wasn't the...
Truman?
Truman did not get one, as far as I know. Theodore Roosevelt was the first American.
Oh, because he settled the Russo-Japanese War.
That's exactly right.
That's right.
Heaviest president. In fact, this
William Howard Taft.
Yeah, he once got...
The bathtub.
He was a big boy.
Big guy.
They changed the bathtub.
He had him change the bathtub. He got tired. He had to get his aide to come in each night.
Yeah, lift me.
He liked
to hoist.
He liked to soak in the tub. And so he had to every night. He could not get out, and he had to get his manservant to come in and
only one
and help.
One on each arm.
Only president so far with a PhD.
Was it Wilson?
It was Woodrow Wilson.
Okay.
Woodrow Wilson was
at college. He was at Princeton.
He was at Princeton. That's correct.
Yeah.
That's correct. Only president without a middle name.
Oh, wow. Where do you get this stuff?
Wait.
Yeah. Harry S. Truman.
Oh.
Because the S was for fun?
I believe if I'm remembering this correctly, both grandfathers' names began with an S, and they didn't want to pick one or the other, so it was simply Harry S. Truman. First Catholic president.
Kennedy.
Yeah, John Kennedy. And I believe Joe Biden is the second.
Yeah, it was a big deal back then.
It was a big deal.
This country was founded by Protestants.
Yes. Mm-hmm,
right.
Most definitely.
And Maryland principles. Was a specifically Catholic.
Right. Correct.
Colony. Sure. John Calvert.
First president born in a hospital.
Oh, wow.
Jimmy Carter was the first president born in a hospital. Yeah. Until Joe Biden, who was the oldest guy elected president?
Reagan.
Yeah, Ronald Reagan. And I think he began his term at 69. And so, again,
he was a whippersnapper.
If Donald Trump wins, that'll be another trivia. That'll be another piece of history that will be replaced. This president was a cheerleader in both high school and college.
Oh, I know this, but I'll be darned. I'm having a senior moment.
Yeah. George W. Bush.
Yeah. He was.
All right. Now, speaking of awards, who was the only president who has won a Grammy award? Won a Grammy.
Oh, hold on.
Singer. Singer.
You're not on the right track. It's Barack Obama. Barack Obama won a Grammy Award for the audio version of his memoirs.
And a Peace Prize.
Yeah. Wow. There you go. Yeah.
I wonder who was on the committee.
You guys are going to think you know the answer to this.
Okay.
But I'm going to tell you, it's a little tricky. All right. What is Air Force One? Air Force One.
This is a trick question, isn't
it? Yeah, it's a trick question. Okay. Yeah. What
it's
is Air Force
sneaky,
One?
Sneaky, David.
I know. Most people are going to say, well, it's the presidential plane.
No, it's the people
but
pilots.
It's the call sign. Air Force One is
It's only Air Force One when the president is on it.
That is correct. Air Force One is a call sign.
Right.
If you were flying a president in your airplane, you would be Air Force One because it's a call sign of any, it's actually any U.S. aircraft.
Little trivia,
Carrying the president. Yeah.
Can I throw some trivia?
I hope it's, we've had some fun.
It's clean.
Yeah. Okay, so we know that
He's not letting you.
A little trivia? Okay, go on. You're going to give me some clean trivia?
No, there are different types of flights that are allowed to do what you do. And I don't know the name for it.
Right.
But there are organizations that fly people to hospitals and things.
Yeah, yeah.
And so Angel Flight.
Yeah.
Or you become Angel Flight when you have the patient on board.
On board. Oh, okay.
And so when you talk to air traffic control, Angel Flight gets kind of special clearance.
I like it.
Makes sense.
We've got more here on Strategies on this election day. I hope you voted. We'll be back. Strategies for living radio.
Hi, this is Jay Merle for Pintail Roofing. Let's talk about quality. When you hire Pintail to build your roof, here's what you can expect. Quality and quality control are the most important concerns for us at Pintail, and you need to know that Pintail stands tall with swift and professional performance on any warranty call. This is our most important policy. And remember, we're your neighbors. We'll be here for you for the long haul. Our family's lived here for over 100 years, and we aren't going anywhere. On the commercial side of Pintail's business, our fluid-applied roofing solutions can save thousands of dollars over conventional commercial roofing options. Call Pintail at 226-ROOF for a free inspection of your home or commercial building. That's 226-7663. Pintail Roofing. What's the condition of your roof?
And welcome back. Welcome back into 101.7 FM, 710 Keel. Welcome back into Strategies for Living on this Election Day 2024. Hope you have exercised your American right to vote today. And don't stay up too late with Jay and I Lauren's going to bed.
I'm going to be asleep by 10 o'clock.
Hey, you know, I'm
not going to put any money on it, though.
Yeah, I wouldn't. I wouldn't. I hope you guys have had a good time with
this
all
is good.
The trivia.
No, this is good stuff.
Okay, last one, a succession. In the event something happens to the president, who takes office?
The vice president.
Okay, and after that?
The Speaker of the House.
All right, and after that?
Secretary of State.
No.
Who?
President pro tem of the Senate.
That's the vice president.
No.
There is a president of the Senate.
There's a president pro tem of the Senate.
Because
the president of the Senate is the vice president.
But so the pro tem is the majority, probably the Senate majority leader.
That's it. Well, he has that role when the vice president, the president pro tem of the Senate takes the same role that the vice president takes. When he's there, obviously most of the time that the Senate is in session, the vice president isn't actually there.
Okay. Right. So unless there's a tie.
Right. So the pro tem takes, and then the secretary of state. So it's the vice president, speaker of the house, which is of course
so
our
I skipped
own
the turtle.
Mike Johnson.
I skipped the turtle.
President pro tem, and then secretary of state. After that, it's treasury, defense, attorney general, interior. Agriculture, commerce. It kind of goes down the line of when they were, when the cabinet position was created. This has been fun.
That's good, David. Yeah. Lauren, awesome show.
I hope we gave a few facts that people didn't know.
We were market neutral, too.
Yeah, we were. We did good.
That's good.
We did good. Folks, thank you. We appreciate you tuning into Strategies for Living and joining us, and we appreciate our sponsors. Making it possible. The Robinson Film Center and Azalea Cleaners and Pintail Roofing
Roof.
And Learning RX and the Balanced Life Wellness Center. And we've welcomed Fertitta's Delicatessen, home of the Godfather Alligator Italian Sausage. If today were the last day of your life, you only had one more phone call that you could make, who would you call? And what would you say? And why are you waiting? Make the call for Lauren and for Jay, I'm David. See you next time, right here on Strategies for Living.